This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 48 for Sunday, April 21st, 2013. This is Brian.
That makes me Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's radio network.
Come on, that was cute.
That was cute.
Well, so if you're Brian, I must be Lisa, because it's certainly not the other way around. You're way taller. Good morning.
Good morning. Or afternoon, I guess, as the case may be. Boy, this morning has already flown by pretty quick, hasn't it?
At least it's not snowing.
Bite your tongue? It might, yet?
No. No, no, no more snow, thank you. It was so nice in Atlanta, and we came home, and it was nice. And then, was it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
We had snow, yeah, Wednesday.
All day. Thursday. Snow, all day. That's just wrong on so many levels.
Well, it's. I think we're over the hump there, and I think it's going to start getting warmer, which is nice. Maybe we can have a podcast outside sometime.
Ooh, with beer by the fire.
Beer by the fire.
I guess 1 o'clock is a little early.
Yeah, it might be.
Beer 30 someplace.
Something.
I don't know.
Yesterday.
Beer, they go together, right?
What's that?
Pens and beer, they go together, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
As we long have as you're not repairing pens while you're drinking beer.
We have pictures to prove it.
That's true. We do. So.
I was on FB Geeks yesterday.
That was fun.
A spotlight on vintage collecting. And we had a giveaway. Ron won a 10-pack of note cards, some ink journal dots, and a clean carrots polishing cloth. So that was cool. Always fun to be on the show with those guys.
Oh, they're a trip. I was kind of jealous, if you want to know the truth.
You were kind of jealous because you were having a PCA board meeting at the time.
Well, you know, I like my board members. I like my colleagues. And
that's work, and this was fun.
Well, hanging with the geeks is always fun.
Yeah. You know, so I think this is my first time with Aziza.
She's a trip. I like her a lot.
Yeah, she's just,
that was
just
a
fun.
Good addition. And besides, they need a woman on there to jazz things up a little. Just saying.
So, actually, the funny thing was, is I had just written a blog post for them on collecting. I called it "Collecting Strategies: The Space Filler," which was my take on that, which I get so much flack for buying a pen without a nib or a pen with a problem. Or
dear God, yeah. How many pens do you need that don't have nibs? It'd be so cool to buy a pen that was, like, intact.
The funny thing was yesterday, so Eric had sent me a message. He says, well, you know, here's the questions we want to ask, and can you show us some of your vintage pens? So, you know, and that in itself is a pretty daunting task. Well, you know, I start picking out pens that are important to me or that are interesting or significant, and I could not fit them into one slotter box. So I got it down to a box and a half, and as I'm pulling them on, I'm like, oh, well, I'll show this. There's a diamond point eyedropper that I have, and it has a unique accommodation clip on it. And I thought that would be cool to show, and I opened it up, and there's no nib.
Typical, typical, typical.
So I pulled the next one out, which did have a nib.
It did or did not?
It did have a nib.
Oh, so you're 50%.
So anyway, I thought that was an interesting article. Yeah, it's up on Geeks, and it'll be on our blog in about a couple weeks' time. So check it out.
Very cool.
So I guess kind of rolling into a discussion we had this morning, one of the questions they asked me I thought was interesting, and I thought about it, and I realized I take probably in the last year probably 80%. Maybe more of the pens that I actually use on a daily basis that I take to work are modern.
Okay. I probably do. I have, here's my case. Reach over and grab my case. What do I have? I have an Esty and a vintage Pelican, but I think everything else is modern. I mean, if you count the limited edition, the Auroras, but they're still modern.
Well, yeah. Now, see, now this is interesting too. Maybe we can touch on this. We had a kind of a lengthy discussion on what is considered vintage and what is considered modern. What's the cutoff point? And usually, the generally accepted rule is the Parker 75. But, you know, that Aurora 75th anniversary now is, what, 20 years old, right?
Right. Same as me. No.
So, now, at what point does that become a vintage pen? You can't get it anymore. It's very hard to find.
Yeah, but I don't think that that's vintage. I think of vintage as older than me. I don't know.
Well, what are we going to be saying in 10 years? It's going to be 30 years old. Is it going to be vintage then?
I don't know. What do you consider vintage? I consider vintage clearly anything. I mean, I don't know that I consider like a Schaefer school pen to be vintage.
Why not? They made them in the 60s.
Don't they still make them?
Oh, well, I think so, yeah.
Okay, so they don't make them, if they don't make them anymore.
Well, they don't make them in the same. They change the design a number of times.
Thank God. I don't know. All right, so you bring vintage, which to you means, what, 50, 75, 100 years old pens?
Well, you know, I've lately have been kind of leaning towards anything that's over, you know, the 2025, because you have some pens that, you know, the Schaefer Legacies that I like, they don't make them like that anymore. You can't get them. Hmm. You know, they were made in the 90s. The Vanishing Points, we talked about the faceted Vanishing Points.
Yeah, but I don't consider those to be a vintage pen. I consider what's vintage to me? Parker Vacuumatic, a 51, Esterbrooks for sure. Let's see, in the chat, I got a vote for 1970.
Okay, so I'm not vintage yet.
Not yet. You're getting close.
Oh, ouch. Okay, so...
But the point is, you bring more modern pens to work.
Yes, yes.
Why?
That's a very good question. I think there's a... You know, it's funny. The initial response is there's less hassle with the modern pen, but that's not really necessarily true. I think there's...
But that's what people think.
Yes. I would say that that's probably what most people think.
I mean, with most modern pens, and yes, there are a zillion exceptions, but many, many, many more modern pens are cartridge converter fill. And so it's super easy to just toss a couple cartridges in your purse or your briefcase or toss them in a desk drawer. And when you run out of ink, you don't have to worry about the hassle of bottled ink. And you can replace them. You can, if something happens to it, you can buy another one. Whereas a pen that you inherited from grandma or something that you got as a graduation present 30 years ago, you can't necessarily replace anymore. So
yeah, that's true.
You've got that sentimental value, but absolutely, I think the convenience. I mean, I'm looking at pens in my case, and I've got, you know, my Metropolitan. I mean, a phenomenal writer, cartridge converter, and it's, you know, under $20. If something happens to it, if it gets stolen, if it gets broken, if one of my students borrows it and doesn't give it back, well, they fail. But I can replace it. Like that, right?
Is that in the syllabus?
It is. Steal my stuff and I'll fail your butt. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, what I wonder is since a vast majority of modern pens these days, not all, but a vast majority are either cartridge converter of the piston style, piston converter.
Mm-hmm.
Or the hottest thing for the last, I don't know, 5 years has been demonstrators.
Yep.
So no matter which one of those three systems you're using, you can always see the level of ink in your pen. Now, some modern or some vintage pens do have an ink window.
But that doesn't show you how much. I mean, it shows you when you're
getting really, really low.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. You know, and I wonder if part of the reason why some people don't use vintage pens, especially outside the home, is because everybody else on the planet who doesn't use fountain pens doesn't have to worry about running out of ink.
Well, when your Bic ballpoint that you stole from the office supply room runs out, you toss right. it.
Yeah, you go to somebody else's desk and take their pen, yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
So,
unless you're a teacher, in which case you bring it from home. It's a Facebook joke.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. I think it's interesting that more people maybe collect vintage pens for the sentimental value, for the historical interest. But I think that when you carry something with you, many people opt for convenience.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Just a thought.
Okay.
But, I mean, I do. Well, that and I don't want to be away from my Aurora. What else do I have with me? Although, I know you hate it, but I bring a rollerball or two. Don't hate me. Don't be a hater. Just there are sometimes, you know. I have a Twisby ballpoint.
I would rather write with blood on my fingernail than write with that.
I can arrange that. I like my VFM rollerball that I won.
Yeah, you know, that's not bad. That's not a bad pen.
And it doesn't look like it looks like it could be a fountain pen. So
I don't like ballpoints. Rollerballs are okay.
Love my Twisby ballpoint.
Yeah, but it's a ballpoint. It's such, ballpoints are...
And how many times at a show do you use my ballpoint?
Only because I have to.
And it works every time.
We have 30 pens that are inked right within close proximity of where we need to write.
And you use what I hand you, and I hand you my ballpoint.
Well, that's
it's a Twisby. Well, it's a great pen.
I don't care if it's an ST DuPont. It's a ballpoint.
Where is my DuPont? Oh, baby. Come to mama.
Anyway, that's an interesting discussion.
We can... Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because you get people who come to shows, and that's where we see, you know, a lot of different people looking for pens in all different price ranges. Some have no idea what they want. Some have a very specific idea. And it's interesting to watch people come to the vintage trays, and they just kind of stand there, and it's like, okay. Like Brad Dowdy knew what he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But how many pens did he look at just because, ooh, these are different, these are pretty, what is this? As opposed to the modern stuff that perhaps is more more popular, or maybe more people have it on their websites, or, you know, that kind of a thing. So maybe more people may know about a Twisby or the gorgeous Conklin Symmetric in the blue and brown that I love, you know. But how many people know about Coco 51s, and what's the difference between NASA and
Navy Gray?
Navy Gray.
Should we tell that story? We haven't told that story.
I don't think that's another day.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Moving on.
Because that happened about this time.
Chicago's coming up.
Chicago's okay. We're gonna skip over that, but
I'm gonna skip right over Lisa's Folly.
Folks, just feel free to. To remind us about that.
We'll cover that another day.
People in the chat want to hear about it.
Fine. Janet, I'll get you back for this. I swear.
All right, so this was an antique show just north of here about...
Three, four years ago.
So we go and actually we've had really, really good luck. We've got to find out when the show is. We've had pretty good luck the last few years finding pens at this show.
In fact, one of the vendors generally recognizes us and kind of brings out whatever's new that year. So we went, and we did really well that year. We found a couple different things, and then was that where we got the cocoa?
Yes.
We got Cocoa 51, and then we saw what I believe is what I thought at the time was Nassau Green. And we called
called Mike.
We called a friend and we said, oh my God, here it is. Here's what we think it is. Here's what it looks like. And thought for sure that it was Nassau. Nassau Green, hard to find. And
51 for those right. Who aren't sure.
Nassau Green, Parker 51. And since I print out notepads that have a Nassau Green Parker 51, I thought that I was familiar with the color and what the pen looked like.
Well, and at the time, I had no clue because I've never been a huge 51 fan, although you wouldn't know it. If you look in my pen chest, I probably have close to a dozen of them now. But
so those are just accidents?
They are.
Oops, pretty just much fell into my pen chest?
They did.
So anyway, so we bought the Navy, the Nassau Green set. We're very excited. And we paid a pretty penny for it because Nassau Green is more rare. And
all things considered, I think
we finally got our money back.
We did. We sold it about a couple years ago. But as it turns out, it was we call Mike, and Mike said, well, you know, it's Nassau's primarily, it's a double jewel pen.
Crap.
It's a vacuumatic, yeah. Yep. We're like, oh, well, that's not what we got. He goes, well, you probably got, actually, didn't we call Joel, too? We called Joel.
We may have, yeah.
At the show, because there was some other stuff. So
we tried to do our due diligence, and it failed epically.
Yeah, he says, well, what you probably have is navy gray. He says, and it's not worth much.
Better than black, but that was about it. It came in a nice box. Do we still have it?
No. I'm sure we sold it. Either that or I bought it.
We were all excited, feeling like we were on top of the world. We just snagged this awesome set. Yeah, no.
Now, just to make you feel better, I think that was also the show where I get accused of running an old lady over.
You did. You ran her over.
All right. So we'll tell that story, and then we'll move on to the next topic. So, and we did buy a number of pens there from a number of dealers, which is nice. It's, you know, it's one thing to buy them all from one dealer, but it's a whole nother thing just to be able to find four or five different dealers that sell pens. So we're walking by, and there's a particular Esterbrook Diplus set that I have a fondness for, and this and they look like this. This is the very earliest Diplus set.
And, you know, we're just holding hands, walking around, just enjoying the day, and we were happy that we had bought several pens, including this faux Nassau Green set.
We got the cocoa for $15, so I think that
it
even
it made up for it, yeah. And we got a number of pens, and it was a good, it was a nice drive, we had a nice day, and so we're wandering around, and then he tears off into this booth. And, you know, because, I don't know, those of you who've gone to, you know, antique shows, you're just kind of wandering around. It's almost like a flea market. You wander through the booth, and you've got your, you know, your Vaseline glass, and you've got your antique dolls, and you've got your
fishing lures, whatever.
weird stuff. And he just kind of darts in front of this woman. He's kind of like finagling around her.
There was no woman there.
There was some old woman. You almost ran her over to grab this thing. And this sweet little old grandma is just like, what happened?
I think you're making that up.
No, she was there.
Well, anyway, here's what they look at. They have a little cap that comes off, and then
he saw it. He got excited, and he just barreled through there.
This is the inkwell, and this top right here comes off. You fill this with ink, and then you put it back down in here. You put the cap on, and then your pen sits right in here, your dipless pen. And the one particular one that we saw at the show that year was these had an option. They came with a base with a pen rest,
yep.
which is I don't want to use the R word, but it's rare. It's very, very hard to find.
Run common.
Yeah, and I think they wanted $25 for the thing.
Oh, yeah.
And it was perfect, so.
Didn't we dicker over that and got it for less, I think?
No, that one I'm not gonna tempt fate on that. I was happy to find it, so. For $25, absolutely. And it had...
He did knock a woman over.
I did not. It had a Schaefer pen or something in it. I sold the pen for the cost of the set, so.
Yep. But. So the moral of the story is just if you see us at an antique show, just walk away. Yeah. It's safer.
Stay away from the pens. I like this. Stephanie says all's fair in pens.
I see so that. She's ruthless. I like her.
She is.
Janet's chastising you, so I think you're about 50-50.
All right.
So. Let's see.
Well, speaking of pen seeking, one of my favorite shows ever is coming up.
Because that's where we met.
It's where we met. It's where we got married.
Woo! 3 years. Can you believe it?
You know, it seems like it's been, I don't want this to sound wrong, but it seems like it's been longer. I can't believe it's only been 3 years.
It feels like it's been long. What's that mean? It feels like it's been longer.
It feels like it's been 20 years. No, it seems like, I don't know, 3 years is, I don't know. It should be longer.
It should have been, yeah. Yep. So Chicago's coming up. Awesome show. Kenro is really investing a lot of time and effort and money into this to make it a huge bash with Russell Schaefer and Stephanie, I wish you were going to be there. Brian, there's an auction.
Man. We'll talk about that in just a second. But, man, this is going to – I'm confident this year it's going to be a killer, killer show. So I'm totally excited. I've always been excited about Chicago. This is going to be my – 14th show.
Does that make it vintage? It's a vintage experience, apparently.
Do you know how many times you've gone?
Not 14.
Not 14. Yeah, I've been the last 14 shows, and that seems crazy, but I do remember my first show there. I'll never ever forget. Is when I first.
You brought $100 and you blew through it in like 10 minutes?
No. No, that's not the case.
No.
Although the first pen I did see was a Rose Marble Relief 2L. And I saw it within 30 minutes. And it was $150. I threw the money down. Boom. But there's the first show that I met Joel and Cheryl.
Ah.
And that was awesome. Just completely, completely awesome to meet them. And it was kind of funny how I met them, too. I'll tell that story. So I had just gotten in. I kind of made my way around. I was kind of looking. And then I went into, I think, to get a soda or something out of the hotel store, the little convenience store there. And there was a nice, distinguished gentleman in front of me. And I stepped outside and... And he was out there too, and I said, you know, oh, are you with the pen show? He said, yeah. I said, well, I came here to meet Joel Hamilton, and here it's Joel. Just come on, follow me. So
as if to imply, like, I'll introduce you, because did you know it was him at the time when he said?
No, that? I didn't know it was him at the time.
So some guy just says, come with me, and so you're thinking, oh my God, he's going to take me to Joel, and it was Joel.
Yeah. It was Joel, yeah. So, but I remember sitting there, and I had bought, at that show, I bought probably 20, 25, 30, maybe close to 40 Esterbrooks that show.
Wow.
And because I had one of those 40 pen binders, and I filled the thing up. And I remember sitting back there, and Cheryl's looking at him, and she's like, ah, you did pretty well. You did well. You know, but that was the time you could buy them for, you know, $10 a piece. I think I bought a doctor's pen for $15 off some guy's table.
I miss those days.
Yeah, I do too. That was awesome. Anyway, so Chicago, Thursday, May 2nd through Sunday, May 5th.
Yay! And then it should be warm after that, right?
I hope so.
When does it get warm up here? Remember, I left heat and sunshine for this.
Well, you know. It's supposed to be in the 50s today.
Oh, thank God.
But the big day, is going to be Friday.
Oh, my God. Friday?
I think Friday. Friday is the big day for me because, well, we get to leave that morning and get there 3 hours later, which is nice.
Heaven, people, heaven. Instead of leaving Thursday between 4 and 6, driving all night, getting to a show around somewhere between 9 and noon, we leave at 5 that morning, Friday morning, and we get there that morning. Yep. So cool.
Yeah, and it's usually the pace in the morning is usually pretty slow, so it'll be good to be able to get set up, and there's no breakdown.
Yes.
Which is going to be awesome.
Beautiful.
I'm hoping that Kenro is going to be there with the Tyrannus that we ordered, that we have on back order. But
I hope so.
You know, I'll keep my fingers crossed, but I won't hold my breath, but we got to call them.
We got to call them and tell them that they need to hop too.
Yeah, that's a cool pen.
Heads will roll.
It was cool to be able to have that in my pocket all weekend last week.
That was cool.
But Friday shows, Thursday, if you're coming in, it's for exhibitors, weekend registrants only, 2 to 10, and pizza party at 8. Yep. So it's going to be a small group of people. We went 1 year on Thursday. Well, we went in 2010 on Thursday, and it was pretty small.
It was very small.
But Friday 9 to 5:30, and there's going to be a parts blowout Fountain Pen Hospital, which is exciting.
Oh, kick butt!
Yeah, I'm just gonna grab bags. I'm just gonna
just bring one of those big reusable tote bags and just count 1, 2, 12, 15, 18 bags and just have them ring you up.
I am stoked about that. So I'm going to be one of the first in line to go check that stuff out. And of course, so the show ends at 5:30 and 7 o'clock, there's a special reception for Russell Schaefer.
Very cool.
He's going to be there. Appetizers, soft drinks provided by Kenro.
Is that Anderson Kenro or Kenro?
Anderson Kenro, yeah. and the Gregory Sachs Pen Collection sponsoring that. And then the big event, ladies and gentlemen, 8 to 10.
Friday?
Friday.
Saturday.
No, it's Friday. Friday, 8 to 10, the pen auction. And yesterday.
I'm excited.
Well, yeah, I think it was just yesterday I noticed that they finally had the auction pictures up.
Oh, God.
And oh my, you gotta check these out.
No.
ChicagoPenShow.com. Click on the auction tab, and then they've got a list of the pens in the auction. And this killer stuff, it just never ceases to amaze me how Columbus and Chicago and Raleigh, they can put together a lot of 100 just phenomenal pens.
You realize not all 100 lots are coming home with you.
Well, that's just wrong.
That's how it is.
But, I mean, highlights, I'm just going to kind of flip through some of the pictures. You can check them out yourself.
Can I?
You can, yeah. There's an Aurora 88. There's an Aurora 75th anniversary, the metal version.
Yes, I like this auction.
There actually are, this time, a number of modern pens, which is interesting.
Hey, how's your Omos doing, by the way?
My Omos? This one right here? This one right here. This is such a beautiful pen. I love this pen.
Just checking. So, I'm going to be looking for DuPonts.
There is no DuPont in the auction this time around. So, but there's a lot of Parker 61 prototypes, which is interesting.
Who do we know who collects 61s? Do we know anybody?
I have no idea.
Because that'd be like an instant awesome collection.
Yeah, I mean, there's like a large number of them, half a dozen at least. Some nice hard rubber pens. There's a Kraker, modeled hard rubber Kraker. What else?
So that's like a colored tire.
Tire. There's no picture of it yet, but there's reported to be a Waterman 418 in a Cardinal. Red hard rubber with, of course, it's a sterling filigree overlay.
So it's a red tire with bling.
Oh my, yeah. So I'm excited just to be able to see it. You don't see a 418 in Cardinal very often. So.
And then you're gonna go and like hold it.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna hold it. I'm gonna be the first bidder on it.
Just to say you bid.
Just to say I bid on it, because there's no way.
You could do like 1, 3, and 5, because it'll go, you know, like start at 300, go to 600. Next thing you're at 1,000. Or
I'll bid up to 1,000. Yeah, on that one.
What? What? You want to walk home?
I probably could. No, I don't. I know.
You might have to, because we're gonna have to sell the car.
No.
All right.
There's some killer pens. It's ChicagoPenshow.com. Check it out. And then so that goes on till 10, and then 10 to 11 is a dessert party sponsored by Gregory Sachs.
Is there alcohol so you can either celebrate or console yourself?
Well, you know, we do get 5:30 to 7.
Okay.
For us, for time to eat and have a beverage.
I think there's a bottle of Malbec in there for us somewhere.
Okay.
It's being delivered.
Awesome.
And what about Saturdays? Isn't the auctions usually Saturday?
No, it's been on Fridays. So.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Saturday's the big public day. 9 to 6. General admission $6. So if you're in the area, boy, $6, great. There's
Don't bid against Brian or he'll hurt you.
Well, there is one pen in particular that I'm going to bid on, and I'm not going to say what it is because I don't want to jinx myself. But I'll just say that I have a match to this pen, so yeah. I need to have this is the other half.
I didn't think guys did matchy matchy.
Oh, I do matchy matchy. That's going to be the quote of the show. I do matchy matchy.
Where's Eric when we need him?
I don't know. Saturday, there's going to be several seminars. Roger Cromwell, how to buy and sell pens. That's awesome. Susan Worth doing her seminar.
How any pen can make your handwriting look less like a doctor.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Joel and Cheryl are doing a pen repair seminar.
Cool.
And Pendleton Brown is doing a seminar called Hot Tips for Hot Nibs, which I think is a hilarious name, but it's fitting for Pendleton.
He's a great guy. Yes. I love it when he wears the splatter coat.
Yeah.
White wool blazer that's been splattered with blue ink. That's cool.
Sunday, 10 to 5, same thing, $6 admission. There's going to be a PFK maybe program that
there,
day.
There is. Yep. So, yours truly.
Are you going to do it?
I think I'm the only one who's going to be there. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I'll be manning the table by myself then.
You will.
See, now, Stephanie, if you could make it.
You could help with the auction, keep Brian in line, man the table while I go, you know, teach pens to little kids.
So there that is. What else is going on?
We had a write-in question about ink, which is dear to my heart. I love ink. It's pretty. So I'm going to throw this out to the chat and to are we going to put this up as a poll?
We'll see. We might.
Okay.
I got a lot of stuff going on this week, so.
All right. So the write-in question was, have you ever completely used up a bottle of ink? And did you like it enough to buy another of that same brand or color? Or did you call it good and move on to other inks in your inventory? And I thought that was an interesting question.
And your take on that?
I have a lot of ink. I don't know that I've ever completely used up a bottle of ink as is. I think that when I've gotten low, I've like mixed it to make a different color.
You've mixed it?
Well, yeah.
You're a mixer?
I have been known to be. Deb Kinney got me started. She made this Deb Kinney teal that was really pretty. I'm looking at my bottles of ink. You know, I may have finished a bottle of Parker Penman Sapphire.
Okay. All right. I would say that
And I have repurchased that several times. Okay. Anytime I see it.
Well, that's kind of a special use case.
That's in the R category for really awesome rare. Other than that, I don't think that I use up many. Maybe a bottle of Aurora Blue.
Okay. I have a tendency to use one bottle. I have maybe three bottles that I use at any given time. And then when they're done, then that's all I use until they're done.
Okay, but then, like with your Mont Blanc Bordeaux, which you love.
Yes.
Have you used up an entire bottle and repurchased it?
Yes. Yeah, I have, actually. A couple times.
And you like the Ottoman Azure?
That I do. And the Eclat de Saphir. So those are, you know, they're very similar colors, so I don't have to have one of each. I just have, actually right now I have that 100 milliliter bottle of Eclat de Saphir on my desk, which I haven't
opened a while.
I don't think I've opened it up.
Oh, well, it's hard to use it up if you don't use it.
Well, I have a little bit in my Twisby bottle yet. And this was kind of I got low before a show and this had Ottoman Azure in it, or Eclat de Saphir, and then I mixed Ottoman Azure in it. And so I had a little bit.
So wait, so you're nagging me about mixing, and you do the same thing.
This was an emergency. We were leaving for a pen show.
Wow. So. All right, let's see. We have one vote for yes, Waterman Blue Black. Used up and repurchased, I think that's a yes. I don't know. I think that there are so many different inks out there. If you get bored by the time that you've used up that same color in all your pens, a lot of people, I think, these days tend to go to a different color.
I think I may have used up a bottle of Schaefer Brown at some point, but I never went back to it.
Hmm.
It's a nice color, but
I was on a hunt for the perfect red for a long time, so I know that I never used up a full bottle of red, but I think that Schaefer Red is maybe my new red.
I've never tried that. Everybody's talking about that and how great it is, and it's the perfect red.
It's beautiful.
Red and
I'll look in the swap book. Hey, there's this great site. It starts with Anderson, ends with pens.net. You should check it out.
I'll check that out, maybe. Yeah.
Schaefer Red's a pretty red. We've got some really pretty ink colors, and I think the problem for us is that we can just go to the pen room and grab another bottle.
No.
Or is that just me?
No.
Maybe.
Oh, my goodness, no. So, okay, well, that's right. Interesting.
So you're a hoarder, and I'm a sneaker.
I don't have that many bottles of ink. I really don't. I mean, I found a couple that I have up in the case behind me that I put there years ago that I forgot about. But
ooh, what do you have up there? Anything good? Do I want it?
I don't think so.
All right.
Hang on, let me check.
All right. I mean, I have my Ackerman ink. I have, what, four or five bottles of Parker Penman?
There's only three bottles up there. There's a bottle of Private Reserve Burgundy Mist, and then there's a Schaefer. That might be the bottle of Schaefer Brown.
Ooh.
Maybe I didn't.
Ooh, with
it.
The old script well?
Yes, yeah, with the old script well. And then I have an even more vintage, an earlier bottle of a Schaefer Blue or Blue Black in the yellow bottle. So
I've got some old Parker bottles. Those are cool. And some really cool old Waterman bottles. I don't want to use those, though, because they're neat. They're full, and they're interesting. They're different shapes. So
you can always fill them up with colored water when you're done.
That's cheating.
Well, if you die and you've never used them, what's the point?
Aren't you morbid today?
Anyway.
Wow. Let's move on.
All right.
What's new and exciting on the website? Because I think that on the repair bench, you were just doing snorkels.
Yeah, snorks and vacs this week, which was a nice change of pace, but it was weird. It was like all Esterbrooks for 3 weeks, and then it was all vacs and snorks. It was just how they came in the mail. So
Snork week.
don't forget this month, a special promotion. Any
this
order
cool.
over 75, free shipping. Outside U.S., there's a coupon for $6 off your order. See the homepage of the website for details.
Free shipping. I love free shipping.
Yeah, so
I hate paying for shipping. Yep. An additional promo that will end this week, guaranteed, courtesy of Exaclair. You get a free Rhodia number 11 pad with the purchase of any fountain pen, $15 or more, while supplies last. They sent us a big, huge boatload, but we are down to a small handful. So if you're thinking about it, it's a cute little pocket size, fits in a man's shirt pocket, toss in your purse.
Yeah, it's a little bit smaller than a field note.
Yep. Let's see what else on the website. The limited edition Edison Beaumonts, the Stealth pens, were really stealthy. They came in and they snuck out. They're all gone. We didn't even keep one.
No.
We should have thought that through.
I told you I was.
Well, then just take one. You're in charge of the website.
You say that now. Just take one. I told you there was one that had the same number 21, as this Omos limited edition.
I think you told me that as we were packing it up to ship it.
Oh.
Anyway, so the
one that I would have wanted to keep.
Well, then have him make you the same material in a pen you like, in a Herald or something. There you go. Let's see. Snorkel Supplies, since it's Snork Week. Snorkel Supplies, what, Endpoint Gaskets, O-Rings? Yeah.
These guys here, Endpoint Gaskets. Yep. These are actually made from the original Schaefer design on these. So you can get endpoint gaskets from all sorts of places, but these are the original design. So, and that's the only thing that I use. So.
Yep. So if you are looking for some, get in touch with us. They're not on the website yet.
Hopefully I get them up. I just need to. But if you need some, just let me know. I can send you some details. But.
Yep. And. What's the other big exciting news?
We have one more week from today. TWSBI 580 contest. We're giving away the brand new TWSBI Diamond 580. And this one comes with one of Pendleton Brown's famous elegant butterline stub italic custom nib. Now, I'm going to work with Pendleton to see if he can have a longer name for the but this nib that he's been doing lately, if you were to go see him at a show or you send him in a pen, it's going to cost you $40 for this nib. You get your choice of fine, medium, or broad, and then we'll put it in the pen and we'll ship it off to you.
Yep.
All you have to do is write in a letter or a postcard telling us why you want to win the Diamond 580 with Pendleton Brown custom nib. That's all you have to do. Winner's going to be picked at random, although we have had some really funny funny responses of why they need to win.
We've gotten some long lists. We've gotten
with some serious expletives the other day. Is I effing need it or something like that?
Yeah, we had some great stuff.
Feel free to get creative, but it in no way affects your ability to win. It's going to be picked at random next Sunday.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Next Sunday.
I know it's next Sunday. I thought we were just going to pick the...
No, we're picking them at random.
Okay.
Folks outside the U.S., you better send it out tomorrow.
Yep, mail it quickly.
Make sure it gets here in time. And, of course, special thanks to Pendleton Brown for offering this great nib for the giveaway. Make sure to check out his site at www.pendletonspens.com. And he's got lots of cool stuff, and his pens are great, really, really great. So, and he's a good guy.
He's awesome.
So,
let's see. I have a couple shout-outs.
Awesome.
I love shout-outs. To everyone who has sent in an entry into the contest, you guys rock. Some of these are awesomely funny. Some are very serious. Just, I would like to win. Please enter my name. Whatever. I do... On a personal note, I really, 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 really like it when you tell me what ink you've used.
Well, they're now starting to put it on the outside of the envelope. So, like, the suspense doesn't, it's eliminated right away.
I like to know.
I know.
You know, I just, maybe there's an ink that I've just ignored, or it's just not getting as much love, and I may have it. So if somebody sends us a note, and it's a pretty ink, and I happen to have it, you know, totally switching out that day. So.
How are you now?
I am. You know I will. Let's see. Ira, of course. Ira always enters our contests. And yep. Ira, I don't think you're coming to Chicago, but it would be fun to see you. You and Stephanie should carpool.
Yep.
Peggy, send our love to Peggy. And then Pendleton, of course. Brad Dowdy from the Pen Addict. Sabina. I was going through some old entries, and I came across
the card with
the postcard that Sabina sent me with high heels with wheelies on the heels. Those are rockin' awesome. Marta, our friend Marta, was in the pennant, so it was fun to see her. She totally wigged me out in LA because we just saw her in Philly. And then she was in LA, and so she was kind of out of context. And then she was in New York again. So
yeah, that was like the time warp. It was really, really strange.
Stalking us. No, she's from the area in New York, so that was cool. But yeah, like she's just everywhere. Vicky D, you need to come to Chicago. Just get your butt in the car on a bus,
folks.
Whatever.
Kick. We should sponsor that. Wouldn't that be cool? We could sponsor the Anderson Penn's bus trip. and if we get enough people that'll sign up, this bus will come and pick you up and have a party all the way, you know, stopping off at everybody's house and pick them up.
Okay, so we start on the East Coast and we pick up Ira and Stephanie and Marta and Vicky and Tim Hoffman, and then they zip over to the West Coast and pick up Eric and Michael Ward and so,
yeah. I mean, they start like a week in advance.
Yeah, but see, the problem is they would have more fun than we would, because once you get more than two people on a bus, pen collectors, out come the collections, and they have their own little traveling pen show. We just need to rent a tour bus. Big charter bus.
And then we'll just pick up people on the way.
There you go. Okay. So, Vicky D, I think you should come to Chicago, because you know you're addicted. Tim Hoffman, big hugs and thanks. I was drinking the coffee that you gave us just the other day.
And she won't make the coffee when I'm home. She makes it when I go to work. So
what's the problem? What's up?
Anyway.
And I need to comment on something I just don't understand. And I just feel the need to bring it up. I won't mention last names, but it'll be pretty easy to figure out.
Should I bring something tempting to show? Should I go to the pen chest and grab?
I got mine right here.
Oh, you do?
So our good, good, good friends Eric and Aziza are doing this incredibly odd.
Stupid
thing called.
I'm sorry.
A no-buy. As in, like, they're not buying pens. They've challenged each other to not buy a pen or anything pen-related, like this, Aziza.
Let's just show that closer to the camera there.
For the rest of the month. Now, come on, everybody, join in. What the heck is up with that? How can you not buy a pen? Aziza, you know you want a pen. I mean, look at this beautiful thing. Look at that. L-E. And you can't get ink, and Aziza loves her ink.
This woman loves her ink. She has more ink than we do. I think she could open her own store.
And
is that a bulb filler?
That is a bulb filler. That is an Edison Anderson limited edition bulb frickin' filler in ocean flake. Hello. Gorgeous.
Oh, man.
But, I mean, I understand budget constraints and all of that, but I've seen what Aziza buys. I don't think that's a problem. So I think Eric has done some damage to your psyche, Aziza. I think he's psyching you out. I'm just saying. But I'm going to throw it out to the chat. Do you ever go on no buys for reasons other than you need to pay the mortgage? I mean, do you, Brian?
Do I go on no buys? I go on no buys when I'm not at a pen show.
You just bought something on eBay last night.
I did. We're sitting in bed getting ready to go to sleep. And then, of course, when you pay something on PayPal, it dings on the phone. It says you paid whatever. In our case, since
it goes
share
to both of us.
We share the account. And so I knew she was going to get it. So I just, you know.
I just looked at my phone like, oh, did we just have a sale? No. Is somebody texting?
No, I bought something.
It says you just paid for something. Like, what?
I couldn't help myself. It was a buy it now. It was a buy it now. It was only $10 plus shipping. And I had those 45 cents in eBay bucks that were burning a hole in my pocket.
45 cents.
And actually, the funny thing is they showed up there, but I don't think they took it off the bill. So I don't.
They did. I looked.
Did they? Okay.
I'm always looking for that discount. But yeah, so when do you go on a no-buy? Other than when some pseudo-friend dares you to stop buying pens. No. Aziza, Brian used to use that with me when we would bid against each other. So I think Eric's just making sure that you don't buy something so that he can have it. And he's just not telling you. But I don't know. Just the concept of a no-buy, like, flat out, you can't buy anything.
I can respect it. I really can.
Well, yeah.
You know, I mean, you can't neglect the mortgage, you know, and the bills and all that stuff. I have the perfect solution, though.
Layaway?
No, not even that. The perfect solution is, you know, you don't buy anything till the end of the month. Well, guess what happens on May 2nd? The Chicago Pen Show.
Oh, so you're going on a no-buy now so that you can buy more at the Pen Show?
No, I'm saying, I'm not buying anything till next week anyway. So I'm saying that's the perfect solution for them.
Okay.
They don't buy anything. And then to celebrate their victory, the fact that they were able to last to the end of the month without buying, they go to the Chicago Pen Show and they reward themselves.
Or Aziza just emails me and asks about layaway on that Ocean Flake. Because if you don't pay for the whole thing that month, it doesn't count, right?
I don't know.
I'm just curious. I think it's more a case of admiring the restraint.
I absolutely admire the restraint. Absolutely.
Because you have none.
I do have restraint.
You do not.
I do. I bought two pens in Atlanta.
Does the one I bought you count?
Well, if you take that one out, I only bought one. You brought that to me, so you were out looking for Omas for me, which I love, by the way.
Well, only because I felt guilty that the overwhelming majority of the votes for the Aurora 88 were for me.
that just sealed it, though. That just sealed Omas is mine. Period.
Yeah, absolutely.
End of story.
Yeah, and John Colton is now your new Biff.
He is. And you emailed him, right?
Yes, I emailed him. Yes, he's got like six of them on hold for you. He's got a whole tray with your name on it.
I need three to have a collection.
Yeah, I think that should be a poll. What makes a collection? One is just an oddity. Two is a pair. Three is a collection. One's just a random, oops, it fell into my pen tray kind of thing.
Fell into my pocket.
Yeah. The money fell out of my wallet and the pen fell into my pen case. Yeah. Two is a pair.
Yeah. I think three is a collection.
Three is a collection.
I need two more.
Because then that shows thought.
Yeah, he's got the one that I really want. That Paragon is just I can't stop thinking about it.
Oh yeah. See, and that's then, like shoes and purses. When they talk to you, you need to go back and get it.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's black with silver trim. It's got the beautiful two-tone nib. It's perfect.
Okay.
And then I need to have a slender faceted one next will be the next one. But
then what about the pen that I already bought for you? Do I just save that for your birthday?
Well, isn't our anniversary coming up next week?
Yeah.
Well, I get to buy a pen at a show, right? So.
Oh, okay. So that's the rule. You get to buy a pen at a show, and you get an anniversary present.
That was the deal.
Yeah. And Sarge is bringing mine.
And if there's an auction, I get to buy a pen at the auction.
And Sarge is bringing mine?
I didn't say it was Sarge.
Oh, man. Jazz is bringing mine.
I'm not going to tell you. How do you know it's a pen?
Well, what else would you get me?
I could get you lots of things.
Okay. Done. Anyway, enough babbling on. Yeah, so Eric and Aziza, I think you're crazy for this no-buy thing, but I'm partly admiring your restraint. And just curious as to if people go on no-buys in general.
Now, that's a poll question.
Overindulged, or you know, is it like a diet? Between Thanksgiving and Christmas, you pig out, so in January you go on a diet? Is it the same kind of concept?
A pen diet? No.
A pen diet, absolutely. Just, no. All right.
So, all right. Anything else?
No, I think we babbled on enough.
Yeah, probably.
Pen diet.
comments, suggestions for topics. Use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin 54912. That's also where you can send your contest entries.
Oh, we forgot the most important shout out.
Oh, we did. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. Our niece, Cassie. Brian talked to his sister earlier this morning, and apparently our niece Cassie watches, so we promised a big shout-out to our niece Cassie. So there you go.
How did we skip over that?
Well, I was skipping around. Okay. I was putting like all the pen people together. I was leading up to the whole Eric and Aziza crazy no-buy what-the-heck thing, and so Cassie got her own big thing.
Cassie.
Write to us, and the contest address is the same?
Yep, contest address is the same. And it's also on the blog, too. You can look at it on the blog.
All right. Or catch us online.
Email Brian at AndersonPens.net.
Or Lisa at AndersonPens.net.
And people in the chat are saying hi, Cassie. So
that's cute. He's like 12? 12 or 13?
Yeah, she's around there. I should know this. Don't put me on the spot.
All right.
Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
We do have a Facebook account, facebook.com/AndersonPens.
Our blog is now at blog.AndersonPens.net.
And the website is AndersonPens.net.
Join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming events or pre-orders. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We will see you next week for the Twisby giveaway.
Woo!
Bye now.
Bye.